year is almost over. How do you feel? You made it.
You have done it. Congratulations.
I remember right now it's April, and in like October, I made a video where I was saying, I was like, you know what? This year, I just think is not going to be my number one teacher year. Like, a lot's going on. And if I only knew how much worse it was going to get from when I made that video and how correct I was.
Always be worse. Always. Remember that. Write that down. What are you doing for the end of the year? Have you made plans?
I have an idea, but it's just, it's too much. I think it would be so fun, but it's just not feasible. My kid's AP exam is May 9th. I want to bring my Blackstone to school and make breakfast for them on it.
That would be so fun.
I know, but I just don't think it's possible. Like, I just, like, when I think through the logistics of it, it just immediately becomes like $1,000.
Yeah, because you have to rent something to carry it in, right?
I'd have to, I don't think it can fit in my Honda CRV as much as I would try. So I think I'd have to rent a truck. And then you've seen the price of eggs.
Yeah.
Eggs for 50 kids.
Somebody has to have a chicken.
I could do like a BYOE. Like, you bring me the egg and I scramble it.
And you would say, what a piece of history, friends. This is current events. This is the future history books.
Mr. Dacted can't afford the eggs, so you need to bring us eggs. Bring me. No, I just feel like I'm going to poison someone. And then also, like, if I had my principal from last year, he would match my freak. Like, he would match my freak on anything, that he'd be like, absolutely, you can bring a propane grill to a public school. I love it. But I feel like my current administration, if I approach them with that, I don't even think they would, like, I don't even think I could intro the con. Like, I don't think I would get far enough to ask. Like, I think I would email them and be like, can I talk to you? And I think they'd be like, no, you cannot. Like, just based on how it's gone every other time I've emailed them and been like, can I talk to you? So I just don't really think it's feasible. I'm trying to think. I usually give them some kind of little treat or some kind of little gift. And one thing that I've done it and sometimes I haven't is write a little note to each kid. I don't do it handwritten, and I do it on like a Google Doc and just do like two or three sentences and just like cut them out. So I think I'll probably do that again. I really like that. And it's also like, I love the end of year party vibe at elementary schools, but at high school, we really just don't get that because my school does. So like, we do this thing. I don't know if this is like legal or we're allowed to do this, but we do it. So graduation is like a week before school ends. So like the seniors get cleared early and like they're kind of done. I teach juniors and we do this thing at my school. What's it called? I think it's called Junior Marshals. And the Junior Marshals are all of the juniors that have all A's and B's. And they get to get cleared with the seniors. So they get to like miss the last couple bits of school. They get to take their finals a little early. It's kind of like a bribe for them to get their grades up. And because I teach AP, tons of my kids always end up being junior marshals. So awkwardly, like half my class leaves 2 weeks early. And then also, because it's high school and we have standardized testing, a lot of kids stop showing up after the standardized testing because they know we're not going to do that much stuff. So it's like, we don't have a last day. Like, and the last day of school, our administrators really do not want the kids to come the last days of school. So like last year on the last day of school, I had 6 kids. We watched movies the whole day. Like, we were just chilling. So that's usually what I do, is I just kind of chill with them. But I love how elementary schools do their little field days and their little parties and their shirts. And it's like a celebration. I think that's so cute.
I love it. I really loved having like little end of year parties. But I do feel like it's not always, sometimes it's like a build up to the end of the school year, and the end of year party is like super, super exciting, especially if you're doing a kindergarten like graduation situation.
Yeah.
But sometimes it also feels like, is that really it? Like, we were just running a million miles an hour and now it's over.
I hate last days of things. Like, I hate the last day of school. I hate the last day of a job. I hate the last day of a vacation. Like, I just, like, we were talking about this earlier, I get so sentimental and I always cry. And high schoolers don't like it when their teachers cry for sentimental reasons. It really makes them uncomfortable. They are not a fan of when I do that, which is pretty frequently.
God.
Do you guys do award ceremonies? I've always thought that was very cute.
Yeah, you know, but we didn't do it. Like, I never would do it. Like, we didn't do perfect attendance.
No, I mean, like, where every kid gets an award and it's like the most resilient, like the,
I love it.
Like the class cheerleader, like that type of vibe, not the bullshit ones that are like,
I did it 1 year.
Your immune system.
Right. I did it 1 year and it was a lot of work.
Yeah. That's so I've done it.
I never did it again because I aged and became very bitter and tired. So I was just like, we're just going to have a great time, you guys. We're just going to have a super fun time. And then COVID happened.
Mm. The only time I did the award thing is when I did, it was like a summer school enrichment program. So it was 10 sixth graders and we were together for a month. So I did it, but that was very manageable. There was 10 of them. It wasn't that hard to think of the stuff. You know
what I just realized? I've only had two last days of school that are actually last days of school. 2018 to 2019, I had a last day of school. Uh-huh. And then 2019 to 2020, we were not there. We were at COVID. Yeah. So we did a drive-through kindergarten graduation ceremony, which was very sad. And then the next year, we did have a last day of school. But then the next year of school, I went out on maternity leave in April and didn't.
I'm trying to think. So my first year teaching was 2019 to 2020. So no last day of school there. Very awkward vibes. And then the next year was 2020 to 21. We did have a last day, but that year we were hybrid. So it was same vibes, like not that many kids. By that point, standardized testing was done. None were really showing up. Then 21 to 22, I quit at the end of February. So I didn't have one then. And then I had one last year. So I guess I've had three because even my like awkward or no, two. Yeah, because I had my one in the 2021, which was weird because of COVID, but it was a last day of school. And then my one last year, which was normal, but it's just none of my class showed up.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it makes so much sense to tie your last day of school somehow to your AP test.
Yeah. That's what I usually, I think I'm going to do this year is like, and that's when last year I gave them their little like gift and their little whatever. So I don't remember what, I didn't do the notes last year. I did that another year, but last year I did give them some kind of gift. Oh, and the other thing I do, I forgot to mention this. I pick a day to do our last raffle. And we just keep pulling tickets till the bin is empty. So I like take all my raffle prizes and make like a bin for each class that's like roughly the same number of objects with some variety in there. And we just keep pulling raffle tickets till there's nothing left.
I love the raffle ticket thing that you do.
I love raffle. Did I tell you I'm having a pop-up shop?
No, tell me more.
So you know how I've always said I will never do a ticket store because there's ticket inflation and then people will rob each other? Mm-hmm. I have so much fucking Morphe PR.
My God, I should send you my Urban Decay.
I'm doing a one-day only Morphe ticket pop-up shop.
They're going to love that.
The Friday before Mother's Day, baby.
Oh, stop. Well, that's genius.
I didn't even think of it. I just picked that day because that is like their AP exam. When is it?
May 10th and the next weekend is Mother's Day, no?
Yeah, so their AP exam is May 9th and then Mother's Day is that weekend. So I lied. I'm doing it a week before Mother's Day. I'm doing it the 2nd. And I didn't even do that intentionally, but I made a TikTok about it. And I already know the boys are going to be like, this is fucking bullshit. They don't have anything in here. So I made like a TikTok about that. And someone was like, well, you should do it before Mother's Day. And I was like, oh, I'm already doing that.
Yes. Oh my God. I love that. I think that's going to be so nice.
And I think for the pop-up shop, I'll also throw some like candy and fidget toys in there just to make it not just makeup. So I need to set their little prices. And I think I'm actually too lazy to do that. So I think I'm going to set all the prices, but I'm going to make the elite employee run the store.
Of course. What else are they for?
And I forgot last year on the last day of school, my co-teacher's son was in my room the entire day because he is in, like, she lives in a different district. So their calendar was different. So he was just there. And he was, I had that kid working. He put all my books in a bin. He was like, he was making friendship bracelets. I like the last day of school. It's kind of just like a free for all.
Yeah.
They make us do sack lunches. The kids aren't allowed to bring their book bags.
Wow.
That's why none of them show up. That's like my admin's secret code for don't come to school. Is in the afternoon, they'll be like, tomorrow we're doing sack lunches and you can't bring your book bags. And then all the kids are like, oh, okay.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. Your school is such an enigma to me.
And what kills me is the kids that do come to school. Like, I'll have kids that are failing that I'm like, no, you should actually come to school so you can, like, do some work and we can get this together. They're never the ones that show up. It's always my kids with all A's. And they're like, my mom said, if we have school, I'm going. And I'm like, your mom is so my mom.
Mm-hmm. Like,
And they're like, I tried to tell her I don't even have my Chromebook anymore. We're not doing anything. And she still put me on the bus, and she saw there weren't other kids on the bus.
She was like, I don't care.
I'm looking up ideas for end of year things, and this one's so cute. I actually need you to teach kindergarten again so you can do this. Thanks.
Tell me.
So this one says, in the kindergarten in my building has letter days the last 27 days of school. So, like, each day you do a different letter, and mm-hmm. then the last day they have a Boom Chicka Boom themed party. So, like, on the E day, they made brown E's. On the T day, they decorated a letter tree. On the O day, they did, like, a ring toss. So they do, like, a little mini party every day for 27 days. I'm literally going to throw up.
I love that. I've seen the letter like that, and then I've also seen people put like 10 balloons on their bulletin board, and they blow the balloon up with a piece of paper inside, and every morning they pop a balloon. But typically the teacher knows what's in each balloon like ahead of time, but they pop it and read it, and then they have like, that's their theme day.
Well, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love, like, I'll always be in the field of education because there's just such a whimsy. Like,
such a whimsy.
If you try, and like, this is the part that pisses me the fuck off, is adults try and act like they don't want that. But when I was in corporate and I would do whimsy shit, people loved it, but it also made them uncomfortable. Like, they felt like a guilt for doing it. And I'm like, just do it. Like, it's fun. Like, we get put on Earth for a limited amount of time. So every day should be a costume party and a theme day.
100%. I love that element of the end of the year thing. And really, I don't see any reason why we shouldn't really lean into the end of year shit, because especially with the way standardized testing is and the way that the year is set up, often like with kindergarten, we would get done with stuff in April. And the reason I don't know if this is the official reason, how it was explained to me is when Common Core was created, we use Common Core in our state, when it was created, kindergarten was half day, so they made it so that you could get through all of the kindergarten standards in half a day, so we get through them by like April, and then there's standardized testing time if your school does tracking tests, like something like iReady or NWEA, whatever, and then you spend so much time teaching and grinding that like having a month and a half where you can like actually be a little community and kind of do things like project-based learning and hands-on stuff, I think it's so fun. And it usually ends up that after standardized testing is over, I come out and I'm like, wow, we bonded so much, like really in the last part of the year.
And even though at the last part of the year, like, they do really piss you off a lot because you've been together for the entire year, it also is kind of magical because, like, everyone already knows everything, like, hopefully. Mm-hmm. Like, the classroom procedures, everyone already knows each other's personalities. So you get into kind of, like, a groove that's really fun. And, like, a lot of people do this at my school, and I think it's just such a missed opportunity, where after standardized testing, they just watch movies every day. But what I did last year that I really, really liked that I think I'm going to do again is, so like, I've kind of seen people have two approaches. Some teachers are like, let me go through my curriculum as quickly as possible so I finish it before the standardized test, because I have 3 weeks of school after all my kids are done testing. So some people are like, let me finish my curriculum before they take the test. That's what I do. I go through the entire curriculum before they take the test. Some teachers are like, I'll just go through most of the curriculum, do a quick review, and then we'll do the last unit after the test, which I don't like to do it that way. No shade to either way. I just like to do everything before the test. So what I did last year is the day after they took their exam, I did like a Nearpod Collaborate board, and I was like, what do you want to learn about? Like, what's something that maybe we like touched on, but you want to learn a lot more about and learn more in depth? And I let them submit topics, and then we just did one each day. So I would make a PowerPoint or like find one online that was like 10 to 15 slides, or we'd find like a 30-minute video or something like that. And then I have these boards in my room. I should figure out what to do with these. I call them choice boards, and it's literally just laminated pieces of paper, and it says like, write a paragraph, make a timeline, create a cause and effect chart, write a quiz. Like, they're just different ways to show what you learned. And we just literally every day would pick a topic from our list and then talk about it, learn about it, and then everyone would do one of those. And I like it also because it like, they're about to go into senior year, so they're going to be applying to colleges. So, like, let's get those GPAs up. Let's get some hundreds in that motherfucking grade book. Like, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100. And, like, last year, the topics they picked last year were cool, especially my AP class. They wanted to learn more about the war on drugs, which was in our curriculum, but very basics. They wanted to learn more about the Vietnam War. That one was kind of my idea, though. I was like, maybe an idea could be the Vietnam War. And one of them was like, sure. Like, they kind of just gave me that one. And then, because I, last year, I forgot about this. Last year, I screamed at them when we were learning about the Vietnam War, because my friend texted me the other day and she goes, have you ever cursed at your students? And I was like, once, when we were learning about the Vietnam War and they weren't listening to me and I really got my feelings hurt. And so I think that's why, like, 2 weeks later, they were like, okay, we'll relearn the Vietnam War. Like, we know that that is personal to you.
We know this matters to our teacher, and we want you to have some joy.
And when I yelled at them and cursed at them, it's because one of them was on Instagram Live when I was trying to teach them about the Vietnam War. And because of standardized testing, we were in a chemistry lab, so they were all fucking with the Bunsen burners, and I just lost it. I was like, I work so hard to try and teach you everything before your exam, and you don't give a damn. I was like, you don't give a damn about the Vietnam War. You don't give a damn about your college credit. You don't give a damn. I was like, because if you cared about the college credit, you would be listening to me tell you about the Vietnam War. And then one of them came and told me later that the Vietnam War was, like, in one of their essays on there. And I was like, that's what I said. Did I not?
Correct.
And I'm not violating test security by telling you all that. They released the exams. It's been released. That was a long time ago.
I don't know anything about anything, so.
So I'm eager to see what topics they pick this year for our awkward half of you are here. What do you want to learn about days? Oh, and they wanted to learn more about the Holocaust, too. There was, like, a couple, like, heavy things that, because, like, the Holocaust, you don't really learn a ton in U.S. history. Like, I always go over, you try and dedicate at least, like, 30, 45 minutes to it just because it's important. But a lot of them wanted to learn more. I'm trying to think. Oh, they wanted to learn about, like, social media, like, it being created, like, history of social media. They come up with cool stuff that they want to know.
I think that's really cool. And that's the bonus of, like, when I've taught project-based, I think it's so fun to actually hear what they want to learn about and then be like, because me personally, I love a theme. I love a theme party. I love a directive. I love a through line. Tell me what you want and we're going to do it. Like, we did a couple project-based learning things at my first school because it was a project-based school. It was a Reggio school. And one of them, we, like, built a whole city and we incorporated, like, shapes and patterns and social studies and it's so fun. And it's funny that these, like, kind of nobody showing up, we're gonna have a learning day thing is something that you do, because isn't this the time of year when your students said to you, like, nobody else has us doing anything right now and you're doing a lot?
And they showed me their screen time. And I was like, oh, yeah, no one does have you doing anything. A kid showed me, it was third period last year. And he was like, why are we doing stuff? No one else is doing stuff. And I'm trying to remember what we were doing. It was one of those easy, like, show what you know things. And we were learning about something. And I was like, I'm sure that's not true. I was like, I'm sure you're doing something in your other classes. It might be easy. Like, maybe it's like a word search or something like that. But, like, I'm sure you're doing something. And he goes, no, I've watched 2 movies today. And I was like, you're lying. And he showed me his screen time. And this was in third period. Our class periods are an hour and a half. So that means all of first period, he was watching a movie. And all of second period, he was watching a movie. And, like,
oh my gosh,
I very rarely speak negatively about other teachers. But sometimes when I walk around, I get mad. When I look in classrooms and I see 30 children just on their phones the whole time and not, no worksheets on the desks, no books out, no slide at the front of the room, like, no instruction happening. And I really don't want to, part of me is criticizing the teacher because I do think that's just unacceptable, but I understand why it happens because my school does so many last minute schedule changings to testing that there are many times that I am stuck with students in my room for 4 or 5 hours and I had no warning about that prior. So, like, I get it. When you're constantly being shifted and changed, it's not worth it to plan anything. But that's why the kids love and hate me, because literally you can be a stranger of a child. You can have me covering a random class. If you don't leave work for them, I will come up with something.
Oh, yeah.
I found ideas online and this one's really jarring, so I want to read it to you. So this is in like this random teacher forum that I found from 2012. I'm like really deep in the internet because like I don't want to see these AI lists about ideas for class parties, because a lot of the list I looked up, it was like a school-wide carnival. With what fucking money? You want me to, what do you mean?
Are you paying for it, ChatGPT?
So like, I want real ideas. This person says, I thought we might have an official last day of school tradition next Friday and do some or all of the following. These are her ideas. Number one, scripture reading. We all pick our favorite Bible passages and read them aloud to each other. Prayer. We thank God for helping us complete our year. Songs. Sing a playlist of some of the songs we enjoyed this year. I was with her at first. She said, geography, sing the word. And then she said hymns. You lost me with hymns.
Oh my God, yeah.
Shelf clean out. Take out the old books and notebooks off the shelves and dust them and clean them. I love children performing manual labor. That's one thing I'm always in favor of usually. Tie-dye colorful t-shirts for the summer. I like this, but I have a feeling you're going to put crosses on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then popcorn and watch a fun movie.
I mean, yeah, we all do that.
The prayer got me.
Prayer. I mean, hopefully they're in a private school. Hopefully. But these days, you don't ever know.
Love a little, like, obviously they lost me on the Bible passage reading, but I love a little group share moment. Like, I think it's so fun. I remember one time when I was in, oh my God, this like literally just yanked from the back of my brain. I might have made it up, but I really think it happened. When I was in elementary school, I think it was an end of year party. Or maybe it was a Halloween party. We all got to write like scary stories, like short stories. And then we like made s'mores and had like a little fake campfire made of paper. And each person got to read their story. And I thought that was so fun because it was like we worked on the stories for a couple days. Like it was like a build up to it.
I
had very
good
elementary school teachers. Like so many of my elementary school teachers were just like so creative and so passionate. Mm-hmm. And also like married to men that made kind of a lot of money, so like that helps with creativity and passion in the classroom when someone is willing to spend $200 at Michael's. But that was so fun. I kind of forgot about that. I used to hate field days though. I hate a field day.
I really hate a field day. I mean, it's always hot and I don't like to be sweaty and I don't like to do activities. I don't like to compete. I was never athletic, so it was never something that I looked forward to.
I have like an aversion to competition.
Yeah,
like,
well, it's not fun, especially when you're competing amongst your peers. It doesn't necessarily always breed a positive environment, so to speak.
No, so this is what's wrong with me. If I'm winning, I will start to lose on purpose because the whole thing just makes me so uncomfortable.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
Like, I literally just have such an aversion to it. Like, the way some people are, like, so debilitatingly afraid of, like, flying, that's me with, like, any form of competition. And one time when I was in elementary school and we were having field day, this is so me. I can't believe I haven't told you this because this is something you would do, too.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And something your children would do. So we were having field day. Some miscommunication happened. I did not know we were supposed to wear this specific shirt that we all had, that we had made months prior for this little concert we had, that I don't know if my mom didn't read the folder. I didn't bring something home. I don't know what the fuck happened. So I walk in. Everyone has a shirt on and I don't in my class. Immediately want to kill myself.
Yeah.
So I freak out. And then my teacher calls my parents. I grew up walking distance from my school. So the teacher calls my parents and is like, she's freaking out. She doesn't have her shirt. She's embarrassed. Can you bring her the shirt? I did not know that this was happening. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, I got to get out of this. I was like, I'm uncomfortable. I don't like this. I'm 5. This is like, I've been this way since the dawn of time. I'm sitting in class. I literally remember sitting at my desk, like scheming. Like I was like, how do I not be a part of this?
Uh-huh.
And so I realized, okay, they're going to take us outside to go to field day. I bet they're going to take us around the gym. And there was like a shortcut in my neighbor's backyard that I used to take to get to school. So I just fucking book it. When they take us outside and all the kids are walking, I find a moment where no one's really looking and just fucking book it into the woods and go home. Literally go all the way to my house, come in the back door, get in my bed and just start crying because I just did not want to be there. My parents are at the school. So they're like, where's our child? And they were like, where is your child? So I'm home alone. My parents are at the school with my shirt. And they were like, what? They're freaking out. And I don't know. I don't remember my parents freaking out. They just came home. They had to have known. Like, where else would I have gone? Yeah. And like, when I say walking distance, like very close walking distance, mm-hmm. like the shortcut, you went through the woods into my neighbor's backyard and my neighbor lived across the street from me. So like, I easily got home in less than 120 seconds. It's not like these people were so negligent. I had to go very far. And my mom walked in my room and she was like, what's wrong? I have your shirt. And I was like, I don't want to go there. She was like, it's going to be fun. And I was like, it's not fun. And I've always been that way about things like that. I just hate it. I know most mm-hmm. children find it enjoyable, but I don't think I was ever a child. I think it was like a Benjamin Button thing that I was like actually a 60-year-old woman.
Sure, why not, you know? Well, should we... I feel like I want to share a story about my end-of-year experiences, and I don't remember any of them.
I just found an idea for an end-of-year activity online that I feel bad because this person clearly put a lot of time and energy into it, but I kind of hate it. It's a virtual Disneyland field trip.
You know, we did that a lot during COVID with, like, the zoo or different theme parks where we would look up rides like, and watch the
in COVID
rides.
On a regular day, not an end-of-year party.
Hmm. Yeah.
I feel like it's an activity, not a party. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because this is like it's like a whole setup, multiple rides, there's hats, there's everything. But like ultimately, we are just all staring at a laptop at the end of the day.
Yeah, like at the end of the day.
Like you can make your little pastel hats and you can make your little, and it's like you can buy it on TPT. Like I can tell a lot of fucking work went into it. It's like a slide with like different hyper, it's like Google Slides with different hyperlinks to like take you to different. There's like a parade live stream. You can do the ride. Like it's very, very comprehensive, but it is us watching videos of Disney on a laptop. Like I just can't slice it any other way.
The one thing I do really like about any party, you could have any kind of end of year celebration or mid-year celebration, any kind of like class thing. I know it's a very special day in kindergarten if they come out with the sentence strips around their head stapled with some type of something they've colored. They've
that's made exactly what this is. That, like, that's how you know, like, that is the kindergarten version of black tie.
100%. Like, and if it's only one class that did something special and got the hats, everybody's heads are snapping. It's like, whoa.
Whoa.
What did you do today? Your
it's like someone walking
is so cool.
into work in a tux. You're like, oh, yeah. Shit. Like, where are we going?
Mm-hmm. You just had a great day at school, didn't you?
I love the high school that I teach at. We don't share a campus with an elementary school. They're technically two, but from looking, it looks like one. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I see them come out for the car rider line, I don't really see this anymore. Last year, I had fourth period planning, so I would see it because they would. My planning period was like their dismissal time. Now I do not have fourth period planning, so I miss this. But sometimes when I would see their little like car rider line and they would all have like a little hat on or a little smock or something. Or like they have like a playground where they let the kids play. I think like the aftercare program, like while they're waiting for their parents. So sometimes when I see all the kids with their little sentence strip hats that have like are falling apart because they've been on for like 5 hours at that point. And they just have their little scraps of paper, but they look so happy and so proud.
Well, we've recorded for 30 minutes. Should we switch over to submissions?
We should. Let's get some submissions on your end of year party ideas.
If you have ever looked at your kids' homework and thought, yeah, I have absolutely no idea how to help with this, you are so not alone. Whether your kid's trying to catch up, get ahead, or just needs a little extra practice, IXL can be a game changer. IXL is an online learning platform that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies, and it helps kids understand what they're doing, not just memorize stuff. It gives them super clear feedback, and it's built to adjust to them, their level, their pace, their learning style. In our house, we are gearing up to use IXL to help guide our daughter as she embarks on her preschool journey. I don't want her to miss out on any skills, and IXL helps me so I don't have to stress and wonder if I'm hitting everything she needs. And yes, it works for kids of all ages, pre-K through 12th grade, and it's way more affordable than a tutor. Like an hour of tutoring usually costs more than a whole month of IXL. And kids using IXL are consistently scoring higher on tests in studies from almost every state. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the United States, and 1 in 4 students in the country are already using it. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Teacher Quit Talk listeners can get an exclusive 20% off of IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The first one I opened is absolutely hilarious.
Tell me.
I got pregnant, so I didn't have to work Q4.
That's what I did as well. I always recommend Q4. If you can control it by any stretch of the imagination, that is the way to do it.
Some of my class was complaining because they have this math teacher. She's amazing, but she does make them do work. So they have very mixed feelings about her. And she's pregnant. And they were like, she needs to go. She needs to start that maternity leave right now. And they were like, she told us she's not starting her maternity leave till after we take our standardized test. Isn't that ridiculous? Like, what do you mean? You're just going to hold the baby? And I was like, you guys, you only get a set amount of maternity leave. So if whatever you use before you have the baby, you cannot use it after. So like, she's probably telling you all it's for the test, and it probably somewhat is. But if y'all didn't have the test, she was probably going to stay as long as possible either way. Like, and then they were also complaining, if you're listening to this, just know that I defended you. She doesn't let them eat in her class, but she eats in her class. And they were like, they were being so mean about it. They were like, and she'll sit there with a full 5-course breakfast in front of us.
Oh my God. I felt so bad because my kids were always so cold. And I was like, your teacher is so hot. I'm sweating. Bring a coat. Tell your parents that your teacher is 35 weeks pregnant and is dying. They'll understand.
But my room is freezing right now too, not because I'm pregnant, just because the government doesn't care about us. And I had to, like, to my administrators, I'm sorry, but I had to let the kids leave blankets in my room because obviously they don't want to lug around a coat all day because it's also April 28th, so it's pretty warm outside. So I'm like the only class they needed in. So they all have little secret stash hiding spots for their blankies. And then today, oh my God, I literally was about to start screaming, speaking at end of the year. The assistant principal and the principal open my door while my kids are taking a test and go, can you come in the hallway? We need to speak with you. And I said, oh, can I just be shot? I don't think. I was like,
I'm against the wall right now.
I was like, why? Like, what do you mean? What do you mean? So they take me in the hallway. I'm literally peeing my pants. And they go, hey, because they're using your room for testing tomorrow, you need to move all your desks so they're all facing the same direction. I was like, this could have been a text message. Like, what do you mean? And I was like, I was like, and we had to talk about this in the hallway?
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, I didn't want to distract the kids. And I was like,
never do that again. I was like, you didn't give a shit about giving me a heart attack. Okay.
I was like, I see where your head is at and I like you, so I'm fine with it. But maybe you could have been like, to talk about the testing.
Literally anything but that.
Generally speaking, when two of your bosses want to speak with you, that's not good for you. Like, if there's a witness being involved, every time I've been called to the office and there's been two administrators, it's gone very poorly for me. And usually some illegal stuff happens.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And then the principal, he was like, and the posters, even the non-academic ones, you have to cover those too. And I was like, this is my fifth rodeo. I was like, what is... I know. Like, I know, sir. And it was like 80% done. Like, you could see the butcher paper on probably half of the room.
They're just saying the same shit to every single classroom and scaring every single colleague in a row.
Well, it's because they use my hallway for testing because it's like at the back of the school. So they can put like a little, they take like a long lunch table and like block in that hallway. So there's no movement on that hallway and they can do the little restroom escorts. So it's just our hall and like, it literally had nothing to do with me, but it was quite possibly the worst way to ask someone to change all their desk. And I was already on the ladder. Like, the ladder was in the room. Like, you guys clearly know I'm locked in on the guidelines. Like, when have I ever been a problem?
Right.
Maybe I should rephrase that. When have I ever been a problem in regard to standardized testing? I know I've been a problem a lot.
No, but not
but
that.
But not with standardized testing. And knock on this synthetic wood from Target, this is the first time in my entire career at this school that I am not proctoring.
No way.
Right?
How luxurious. I feel like you have had a really, really crazy second half of the school year, I should say.
So the first half of the school year had so many crazy things happen that I was like, whoa, it can't get crazier than that. And then the second half said, checkmate, motherfucker. What if it did?
Right.
What if it got way crazier? Then what? Then what were you going to do? Lots of shuffling. Lots of shuffling.
It's when you're like moving, you know.
No, literally. Like, I'm fighting for my life. I'm getting yelled at over the PA. And then the bank is like, I need $10,000. And I'm like, because of course you do. Because literally, of course you do.
That's how it goes. It's awful.
Do you have any fun submissions? I have a couple more.
Go ahead.
Okay. This person said, for my end of the year activity, I'm trying to not kill myself while I'm directing the spring musical. The musicale?
The musicale.
Do you know what's crazy about High School Musical? Not this woman's musical. They never show the musical. The whole time it's just the auditions. Like, what was the musical?
Wait.
Because the big ending scene where he makes it and runs in, that is their audition, and then they get cast as the lead. We never saw the musical.
Is the musical High School Musical 2?
No, because that's where they're at the resort. And they all work there, which is summer. So, like, when the fuck was your spring musical? Because we see the tryouts and then we pick up on the last day of school.
Wow. Well, I never really thought about that.
Aren't you mad? It ruined my day a couple weeks ago.
My mind is actually kind of blown.
It was literally the auditions.
Wow. I was in High School Musical 2. Guess who I played?
You were in High School Musical 2?
Not in the movie, obviously. In a stage rendition.
In Pretty Little Liars, so why are you looking at me like I was a fucking dumbass for assuming that? Because you with your fucking pigtails and cowboy hat looked at me in my goddamn face in Pretty Little Liars. So you're not going to look at me and act like you couldn't have been a fucking extra in High School Musical 2.
You know that I love that I pop up in the strangest places and I'm just like, what up, bitch? Like, I think I told you this. There was a dude that I hated his guts. But I think he also hated my guts, so it worked out. He responded to something I posted on Threads and was like, oh my God, I reposted this and didn't even realize who it was. He posted that publicly. And I said, a pleasure. I'm sure you're thrilled.
Sir.
I think it's so funny that, like, you could be watching Pretty Little Liars with your new gal pal. And guess
there
who the
she
fuck
is. I meant to tell you, this comment I got today, I felt like was so you-coded, meaning that it's a comment someone would leave on your account, not mine.
No, it's bad then.
Sometimes you drive me insane, and I completely disagree with you. But today, you are spot on.
There you have it. Would you like to read? Would you like to read another one of your submissions?
Yeah. Oh no, we are taking 45... 13-year-olds from the city to the West Virginia mountains.
There are so many teachers who put themselves through such suffering like that. It could never be me. The wilderness? No.
They asked me to come. They did an 11th grade overnight field trip to Nashville, and they asked me to come be a chaperone for it. And I was like, I think that a lot of people are mature and competent enough to manage children across state lines. And I am so blessed to have the self-awareness to know that I'm not one of them. So because I respect you all and our insurance, I will not be doing that.
Didn't they ask you that when you were like 20 years old though? Or was that something else?
No, that one was like a normal field trip. That one was like a normal style field trip. And I was 21 and I was supposed to chaperone. And where were they going? Oh, they were going to see Harriet in theaters. Like, it was like a normal ass school field trip. And I really was down to go. And then when we were getting the chaperones, we discovered that you in that county have to be 22 to chaperone a field trip in that county. And then I ended up having to go to a training that day because my admin was like, we can definitely get this exempted, no problem. I just need to make a call. But then because I also had a training, I just didn't end up going. And I'm actually kind of glad that I didn't end up going because apparently our students like really left so much trash in that movie theater. And I'm really glad that I wasn't a part of having to deal with that. And the movie theater owner gave them free food. The movie theater owner gave them all a little baby popcorn and a little baby drink for free to be nice. And they had the audacity to leave their trash on the floor.
That's not kind. Some of these end of the year field trips are crazy. So,
and a lot of people do end of the year field trips. And I can't think of a worse time to do a field trip. If anything, at the end of the year, no bathroom, no vending machine. Let's all stay right here where I know exactly where you are and what you're doing.
Yes. It is nice in kindergarten, though, because then they're a little bigger and they're more, like, competent. Here's what my followers said they're up to. 3+ hour graduation. Yeah, that's a bummer. That's less of a party and more of a nuisance. This says, oh, what does that mean? Our new AP decided that no one's getting proctors for state testing. I don't get what that. How would you not have a proctor?
Maybe that means normally they have someone else proctor your students so that you can, like, chill. And now they have to do it themselves. Because I know some people have told me, when I've talked about proctoring state tests, this is odd to me. I've never heard of anyone IRL doing this, but on the internet, people have said, well, at my school, the teachers don't proctor. All the administrators and paras and, like teachers don't have to do it. So maybe it's that.
Maybe it is that. Oh, dear. Oh, what is this? We are doing 5th grade state floats. And I will never do this project again.
Are they what? Like, does every 5th grader in the state come together and like...
Oh, I just looked it up. They all make different floats for different states.
Oh, like they get assigned a state and make a float for said state.
Sounds cute. I could see how that would be hellish.
I'm thinking float is just like a really high bar, especially for 5th graders.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe instead we do like... You know where you take a shoebox and turn it into a car?
Absolutely. That's plenty.
That feels much more manageable.
Mm-hmm.
I love a float. Give me a staple gun and I'll fucking go hard on that thing. But a 5th grader, I don't even know if they know how to use a staple gun. But this is coming from the woman that today left a hot glue gun on a child's desk on.
Well, they're like adults.
And they said, Miss, I think your glue is leaking.
Sure is, honey. It's real hot. Don't touch that. This one's long. It says, I was teaching grade 6, and there's always a special graduating elementary school trip, usually going to an overnight camp or Toronto. I'm assuming they're in Canada then, because they're not going to cross. Surely we're not going to venture into a different country.
I get a lot of Instagram ads about it, and they send me mailers to my school. That's like, it's like the EF people.
Oh,
and I'm like,
oh, yes.
I've been on a trip as a child, and even that was enough for me to be like, I would never want to be a teacher on one of these. Because one kid ran away and I got in trouble for drinking.
Stop it!
We were allowed to drink. They just felt like I'd had too much. And I literally was. I didn't.
Oh my God.
I was like, okay, sorry. I want to taste all Italy has to offer. I thought that was the fucking point. I was like, I could literally run a marathon right now.
My best friend in high school got in super deep shit because she brought back wine from Paris for like in her suitcase. And she was a minor.
You just yanked that from the back of my brain. For that trip, if your parents wanted wine from Italy, they had to send you with a form for our teacher so that she would let you bring the wine back, and they had to be at the airport to pick you up.
But at least they had an avenue to do it.
Because, it's Italy. Like, if I was paying a gazillion dollars to send my kid to Italy, yeah, you're gonna get me some shit. Here's your suitcase and 2 empty bags.
Yeah, seriously. I'm in full support of that. Continuing on, it says... Anyways, my school planned a 2-day tourist in my city trip where we did popular local tourist stuff. That's cute. I know for Redacted this would be unfathomable, but field trips for me are very much a let go and let God type of affair. I don't know why. Have you said something like that would make you...
I think I made a TikTok a while ago about how one of my few boundaries as a teacher is I do not leave campus with children. I don't do field trips. I don't do college visits. I don't do any of that. Like, no. We can have so much fun in these 4 walls. Why would we go somewhere when YouTube and Blookit exist?
It is very stressful, especially with big kids that can like get into serious
like,
issues.
You can get an Uber and could be so far away so fast. Like, yeah. No.
So she says, it was fun and no major incidents, but some tidbits my school was. Anti-parent volunteers, as in actively like, we want parents nowhere. So I begged for an EA or we'd have been 2 teachers to 45 students. 6th graders. At the end of the year. Yeah, scary. That's a haunted house, but it's just that.
Going anywhere, even going into like an enclosed room would be horrible.
Forget it.
Even if you had like a funnel that put them in a bus and then a funnel that put them into another enclosed space, I still don't think it's doable.
It's too scary. I mean, at those kind of numbers, they could figure out very, very easily that they are, they could stage a coup and nothing would happen to them.
I still remember when I didn't get to go on the field trip because COVID happened, but when I had to go to the pre-meeting with the Hamilton people to go on the Hamilton field trip, when they, I knew that these people were locked the fuck in, when they gave every teacher that was there a orange safety vest and said, you have to wear it the day of. You cannot tie it. You have to wear it. And they rented fences to go around the entire arts center so no child could leave the premises.
I need that person, their ass on this podcast, because I want to know what happened that made them make that rule.
It's literally these people are just so organized and have it locked the fuck down. The Gilder Lehman Institute pays for kids to go to Hamilton every year. Whenever Hamilton tours, they do a show for the children of that city. So these people, like the person in charge of it, travels. Like, that is nationwide. So this is their full-time thing. So that's why they have it. So they were like, and then we will have the sandwiches and then your bus will pick you up. Like,
and the fencing company in every city loves them. So anyways, this one says, admin threatened kids for months to not be able to go, but obviously they never followed through. But guess what happened when you threaten kids for months of not doing something and now they're on the trip? Clown emoji. Also, I hate this type of threat, she says.
Has that administrator ever met a child?
Literally. And this says, the EA wore truly the boobiest tank top, like her own personal inappropriate dress down day. And I was like, you know what? Still thankful you're here. Tits out on the tourist in my city trip. Woohoo! Come on, kids.
Wait, who had their tits out?
I'm assuming EA is educational assistant.
Oh, so she was like, tank top out, tourist in my city. I'm here to catch a man. I'm envisioning her like on a double-decker bus in like Cleveland.
Hey now. Anyways, so lots of people quit. Great news. And this one says, last year on the last day of school, my teacher besties and I made a video, posted on close friends only, of course, of us dancing in different locations of the school that we had cried in. The band teacher, who had never spoken to us before, saw us filming and asked if he could be in the video. Oh, and he proceeded to shake ass in the main office for the video. So he's cried in the main office. I see.
I feel like something happens at the end of the school year with like staff and students that like things just start getting weird. Like everyone becomes the weirdest version of themselves. Everyone's like masked down. This is who we are. Everyone knows each other a little bit too well. Like we're just a little bit too acquainted with each other. Yes.
The delusional nature and the weird energy of the end of the school year comes together and really makes a cocktail for bonding.
It's like a trauma bond. I have one more. You'll get a lot of kick out of this. So did you see my tweet about 9/11? Okay, here, I'll read it to you. It's quite comical. We can leave this in the podcast. I don't care. So I tweeted, you know, the picture of George Bush, like finding
that
out.
That was you?
Yeah. Okay, that's me. I thought it's that like going viral right now.
Yes, I didn't even look at this username.
Yeah, so I said, I teach 11th grade, so my students were born in like 2007 to 2009. I was teaching them about 9/11. They shockingly did not know much at all. When I said they did not know much at all, this is what I meant. All they knew about was the Twin Towers. They didn't know about the Pentagon. They didn't know about the fourth plane. They didn't know that's why we have TSA. So I'm not saying they hadn't heard of 9/11. They just don't have like a moment play by play of what happened. They didn't understand that it was like people on the plane that overtook the plane. Like they just didn't have the details. Okay, so I said I was teaching them about 9/11. They shockingly did not know much at all. So I was showing them the footage of President Bush finding out. And then a kid yelled, oh my God, that's where the meme came from. I have gotten so many people, this is why we need to cut the Department of Education. We have failed these children. So now I'm making a follow-up tweet that like, you guys, they're at a school right now learning it. And this school is receiving
we're doing here?
Federal funding. Like they're at school in US, where, like, why would they, like you're saying we need to cut the Department of Education, but if you did, I might lose my job. And then who would teach them about 9/11? Like, it'd be one thing if I tweeted, they didn't know, and I didn't fucking tell them. Like, but like the whole thing was about how now they do, because we got hundreds of thousands of dollars from the Department of Education so that I had a device to show them the video on. Like, what do you mean?
They're like, in a school building.
Like, it's not like I'm like, I work at Chipotle and none of these kids know about 9/11.
If the 11th graders are too late.
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten, I'm going to show them the
and
video.
And that's what people are like literally replying. They're like, we watch the video every year starting in kindergarten. And I'm like, well, you're probably a little messed up from that. And
yeah,
like,
I show it to my 2-year-old.
9/11 is a big deal. I'm literally teaching it in my class, so no one misconstrue this and say I'm not saying it's not a big deal, but it is one of many historic events who are all a big deal. So do you guys want like a singular class about 9/11? Because we can make that happen. Like, we can make a 9/11 elective and yeah, I'll teach it.
We just need the funding from the Department of Education to make it happen.
And like, you guys, so like, you guys want them to learn about 9/11, but you don't want to pay anyone to teach them about 9/11. Like, it's, I'm just a little fuzzy on the details here, but let me read my last submission and actually record this podcast. Oh, this sucks. At my school, admin got mad because a teacher showed a movie on the last day. Dumb.
Why?
When is the right day to show a movie? Never.
Like, what are you going to do on the last day of school?
Play card games, maybe? I still remember. This wasn't at the end of the year, but it was at the end of the semester last semester. And I put on my Instagram story, like, a picture of my board and how I had, like, all these fun, engaging learning things to do on the last day. Like, arts and crafts, history, like, reading, learning, and loving. And I literally put it on my story at, like, 7:45 in the morning before the kids got there and put, no one is wearing headphones today and we are not watching a movie. And then 40 minutes later, had to update my story. And I said, we're watching Moana and all of them have Beats headphones on. Literally within 45 minutes.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. This poor, poor human being in my DMs said, all in 1 week, two of my kids got in a fight in the bathroom. A kid reported a fire in the toilet. He did it. And one of my homeroom kids got caught watching porn while waiting for buses. 18 and a half more days, she says.
Not porn waiting for the bus. Waiting for the bus to leave school or arrive to school. Important.
Which would be crazier?
I think waiting for the bus in the morning.
A casual public viewing of some pornography at 7 a.m.
Because I'm trying to put myself in like teenage kid boy impulsive brain. And maybe it's just like, oh my God, I am going to be home soon. I can't wait till I'm home. Like,
right.
Like, it's kind of like, you know, when you really have to go to the bathroom and then when you pull into your driveway, your body's like, you're home now. Like, yes. Maybe it was like that is what I'm thinking. Not to excuse it, but to explain it. I found out when my parents sold our childhood home, I was not there because I was in college, and my sister Snapchatted me from my old bathroom and said, had to take one last shit in your bathroom. Because no. She said she would always shit in my bathroom. She said in that whole time in that house, she never once shit in her bathroom.
This one is kind of crazy. It says, 8th grade girls pierced each other's ears when they had a sub today.
I don't think that's crazy at all. I feel like that's probably happened more than once.
I want to know if they brought the gun or if they were using a safety pin or like what the energy was.
That yells safety pin to me. Eraser, yeah. At the back to catch it. I've seen one or two of those. And you can really tell which kids watched the YouTube tutorial and which ones didn't.
The technique is there or it isn't. I mean, I guess that would be like the high school equivalent of cutting each other's hair.
Yeah, it really is. Same, yeah. With like the stick and poke tattoos. Because I'm like, oh.
They're doing that?
Never in my room, but it has happened. Where it's like, anyone want to explain why you guys took apart 5 pens and took the ink out of them? No? Good talk.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I've seen the victim pens in the trash can in the bathroom. But I've never actually witnessed the act.
No, I think that's very frightening. Well, everyone, thank you for sharing how you're surviving and thriving at the end of the school year. And
who's
I'm
thriving?
Sorry.
Who said that?
Well, you know what? We're also going to be doing submissions from our patrons talking about if you quit, what happened? Tell us everything. Tell us why. And we'll read those for you as they come in.
What a time to be alive. We hope everyone wraps up the year well. Do you do anything fun on the last day of school?
God, I don't even remember. I feel like my favorite thing was like having the kids watch a movie while I take my room down.
Oh, I was gonna say I love making them do child labor of organizing all my supplies and labeling them, which they find very enjoyable. And I also never have many kids. Like with high school, the last week, no one shows up. And then we also do a thing where, like, if they're, like, a junior honor, they get to, like, be done when the seniors are done, which is, like, a week early. So it's just, like, me and the kids that are AP students but did not make the honor list. So I'm like, hey, I'm like, I know how that feels.
Me. That was like, so me.
AP class at a strong 81. Been there, brother.
I mean, I fully slept through my AP bio exam and then went on to become a bio major. So, you know what? Whatever.
That makes me want to smack the shit out of you.
I know.
When my students tell me they fall asleep during the AP exam, I'm like, that is quite literally the only goddamn thing you can't make up.
I did it because if I got an A, it counted for 5 instead of 4.
So you went to sleep? What do you mean?
Like, when you take an AP class and get an A in it at my school, you would get a 5.0 instead of a 4.0.
Oh.
And I wanted to raise my GPA. I had no interest in
taking I thought you meant you wanted
test.
To get a 5 on the exam.
Oh, no. I didn't care about that.
Yeah, no. I have this one kid, I'm literally like, I don't know how I'm going to make sure he gets to school that day, but I'm going to make sure. Because last year, he told me, he took AP World last year. He skipped the entire essay portion because he has horrible handwriting. So he said he felt like it wouldn't make a difference and still passed.
Oh, see.
I said, dude, that means you got a perfect score on the multiple choice.
Right.
And I was like, you're taking that essay because this year it's on a computer. I was like, I'm going to get on a ladder and look in the window of the testing room, and I better see those fingers typing away on that little Chromebook, my friend.
People took the AP Euro class in my high school because they wanted to do the field trip.
Mm. Did you know you don't have to take an AP class to register for the exam? You can just register, and you can, if you pass, you still get the college credit. So if anyone here listening, if your kid has like a weird niche interest, sign them up for that exam.
Hell yeah, why not?
My teacher in high school told me that because my high school did not offer AP micro. We only had macroeconomics, and mm-hmm. he said, hey, 2 years ago, a kid really wanted to take micro. We don't offer it. So he bought study books and I stayed after school with him a couple times and he passed the exam. So if you guys want to do that, just know you can do that and I can help you register.
Wow, what a nice teacher.
He was the only teacher in my life that got me to put my phone away.
That's amazing.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's a testament.
Right?
Right there.
And it's because I had some respect for him. That's.
I hope he puts that on his LinkedIn.
He should. He literally should. One day, if I'm like an international menace, that would be like an accolade.
Yeah. I'm
like, imagine if you got to put on your LinkedIn, like if who's that girl that was on Dr. Phil, Bad Barbie or whatever?
Yeah.
If you were like, Bad Barbie was in my class and she put her phone down, she got a B. Like, to me, I'd be like, hired. Like, what do you mean?
And they say teachers don't have any skills outside of teaching. Come on. Well, we love you so much.
Mwah.
Thank you guys. Mwah.